Hey everybody, it's your host, The Crazy Uncle. Today we're going to be going over something that's going to, well, probably get me downvoted or banned or whatever. Get me a strike at least. And that's going to be, hey, you were not born gay. You're not. And I can prove it. Now before we get much further, you know, like, subscribe, yada, 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 yada. All right. Now I'm going to go into this, and I can prove by going through each individual person because everybody is different. It's not a broad brush scenario like all the LG, what do they call it, WTF, LOL, exclamation point, / you're nothing but pedophiles group. You know, they're going to be like, wah. Everybody's born this way, wah. It's not true, because if you go person by person, and they don't want you to be an individual, they want you to be in a socialist group, by the way, but if you go person by person, it falls down into two categories, abuse and grooming. Okay, abuse does not have to be direct physical assaulting, although it can be. Okay, and by the way, assaulting doesn't just mean sexual assault. It can also mean that you just kept getting the crap kicked out of you. If you were a young girl and every boy beat the snot out of you, you're not going to want to be around boys anymore. Unless you're some masochistic crazy lady, which... yikes. And there's also direct psychological. Okay, this can happen in the house. This can happen with your so-called friends. This can happen in school, you know, what I call prison. And all that. Somebody can directly psychologically taint you. Now, this one is more common with females, and what I mean by that is the majority of women who decide, in especially in their late teens, early 20s, after they've already dated a guy, what happens is they break up with a young man. And good breakup, bad breakup, a lot of times you've already given it up to them, and you think, oh, I've already given it to him, he's gonna stay with me forever. And then there's a breakup. What happens? Your not so straight female friend is swooping in, and they're going to psychologically taint you because you are very, very vulnerable at that state. Women, you know when other women are vulnerable. You're experts at it. Okay, we men, we need to take classes on how to do that sort of crap. All right, there is indirect psychological and there's indirect physical, but that more falls into the other category, which is grooming. Okay, grooming, as soon as people hear this, unless you put pet in front of the word grooming, it should put ice water down your spine. All right, the two main ones there is direct grooming and indirect grooming. Direct grooming is very simple. It is when somebody or some group grooms a person to be a certain way. This you can see in not only the furry community, which I've interviewed somebody, and or I shouldn't say interview, but I talked to them, and they said this is extremely common because most of them are homosexuals. Or if you go over to the gangs over in Europe, they're grooming all the time, but they use more physical abuse to add to that. Now, it's not always just one factor, by the way. Now, that's the direct grooming. There's also indirect grooming, and what this comes down to is situationally dictate. I'll give you a quick example of how a situation can dictate this, and it falls into also psychological abuse. I was hearing a story of a young man, and he said that not only did his family treat him well and treat his brother like freaking gold, but his girlfriend cheated on him with his own brother, and his family backed it up. He was so psychologically tainted by that, plus by the situation he was in, that he decided to swing over the other side, thinking he's not going to get hurt. That's a situational grooming, along with, say, someone is going through, and their family calls them gay, their siblings call them gay, their friends call them gay, supposed friends, their enemies call them gay, they go to school, even the teachers hint that they might be gay, and that will drill into the psychology, and that's basically grooming right there. That's indirect grooming right there. Now, honestly, anybody who does any of this, any of the grooming, any of the abuse, they deserve to be making a very short stop after dropping from a branch with a rope around their neck. And if that's too quick and clean, Let's drag him out to the street, or into the woods, and we'll throw him to the gators. Just cut their wrists and their ankles so they can't crawl out, and we'll let the bugs take care of the rest. Because this is twisted. It's very twisted. And everyone needs to understand, if you know somebody who comes out and says, I found out I'm gay, you need to actually sit there and say, well, we need to get you to a shrink. Okay? Because I'm many things. A counselor is not one of them. I am direct. I am very red and black pilled right here. And by the way, black pilled don't mean you're suicidal. But keep this in mind. If somebody is in these situations, if they are getting abused or they are being groomed in some way, shape, or form, you need to do what you can to get them out of that situation before they totally screw up their life. Because it doesn't just lead to homosexuality. This is one of those things that just will totally mess you up no matter what. Now, I'm going to shift gears here for a little bit, and I'm going to talk about the actual homosexual community. This what do they call them? WTF LOLs? The majority of them are pedos, but we'll go into that some other time. Will you all shut the fuck up? Seriously. You won. You won the war. Okay? You won this conflict. Why are you all over this? I know you want attention. You want other people to be forced to go in and do things they don't want to do. This is your call to action, your call to arms. The whole, oh, you should date a transsexual. Okay. Not my thing. Maybe I shouldn't have gone, ugh, but it twists. Anyway, you won. Even though everything you won is based on lies. I'll give you the example right here. Back in the 1980s, a soldier who came out as homosexual was beaten to death and left to die in a public restroom. They claimed that people went in and gay-bashed him to death. And that was your battle cry. Guess what? It was his gay lover and their friends went in there and beat him to death. Everything you're doing right now, if you do a rally, you're basing everything on a lie. So you know what? Think about that one for a minute. This is your crazy uncle punching out.